Alive, it's alive, it's alive!
Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
DJ Digital Flood and Mary.
Hi, guys.
Happy Halloween. We're here with the Halloween special. We're going to get right into it, right?
Yeah.
We're going to blow this Halloween up, right?
At least it's not Halloween.
We'll talk about them later. Let's get into it. Ministry, every day is Halloween. DJ Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
What?
We'll be right back.
Coming you
Ozzy rules!
Yeah, he does. Uh-huh. I'm not allowed to say the words indeed or absolutely. I actually almost slipped. Mary is promising to punch me for every time I do say it.
Uh-huh.
And I am indeed concerned.
Ow!
Absolutely.
Ow!
I'm a fragile little
You gotta excuse DJ Digital
sense.
Flood. He's crying in the corner now, kind of rocking back and forth. He makes fun of me and calls me emo girl, but right now he's pretty wimpy. It's kind of funny. Dude, snap out of it. I don't know.
What are we gonna listen to?
Chill out.
My Chemical Romance covering Astro Zombies. DJ Digital Flood.
Pirate Radio.
With a gun for life to go on. I remember I to discuss with people, religion, politics, and the great pumpkin.
DJ Digital Flat.
Stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly goons from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Oh, Michael Jackson!
Wait, you don't have to be afraid of Michael Jackson.
Why?
Because you're a girl.
Oh, wait, that's R. Kelly!
Yeah. All right.
Oh, no, thank you.
Hey, Mary, what was that?
Thriller!
Yeah. Thriller, Michael Jackson. We can recap real quick. We had AFI doing All Halloweens. It's actually Halloween. It's the Misfits cover. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I think I'm on crack,
yeah.
And I'm loving it. My Chemical Romance, they did a Misfits cover too in our show. Astro Zombies and Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath, Electric Funeral. That wasn't a Misfits cover. The Misfits covering themselves with a blanket doing One Last Caress.
What? Whoa.
Yeah. Mm. And we started off with Ministry Every Day as Halloween. We're halfway through the show, and we know what that means. It's time for...
Scene Clip of the Week!
All right, Mary. You gonna do better than last week?
Oh, well, what was last week? What was last week? Oh, Stray Light Run.
Yeah. Well, actually, and I do have some good news for you. I located the name of the Stray Light Run EP that you couldn't remember
yes!
what it was.
Alexa informed me of it.
It's Prepare to Be Wrong.
Prepare to Be Wrong.
As opposed to Prepare to Be Arrested for Molesting a Child, which is what Michael Jackson has to do every 3 months.
Yeah, he's not allowed to answer that door on Halloween.
No! He's not allowed near the door, the candy, or the kids.
No Jesus juice?
No.
Oh.
Scene Clip of the Week. What do we got this week, Mary?
Jameson Parker.
And what is it?
Slow Suicide. Now, it's not really a Halloween song, but it talks about Halloween-oriented stuff, so... You know, I figured I'd throw it out there. It was a last-minute thing, okay? God.
All right. Jameson Parker. DJ Digital Flood.
Mary. I forgot who I was.
All right. And you're listening to DJ Digital Flood and Mary Pirate Radio.
Arg.
I forgot the name of the show.
We're doing good this week!
Let's just play the damn clip.
Yeah!
Now, man.
Sex disguised as innocence.
dramatically, over dramatic. We live like vampires and we love like killers. We all die like infants and we trust like mirrors. It's a smoke and the drinks and the smiles that it brings. It's the pain and the sex disguised in sin.
I am the angel of death. The time of purification is at hand.
DJ Digital Flood.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? Travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to be.
Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
dog too.
For where I've been, there just ain't enough damn dogs. Dog eat dog world. For where I've been, there just ain't enough damn dogs.
We'll be right back.
He's on his way. You've got to believe me, officer. He is coming to Haddonfield. Because I know him. I'm his doctor. You must be ready for him. If you don't, it's your funeral.
DJ Digital Flood and Mary, we're back, and that was my little Halloween mix, a quick little mix thrown together for y'all.
That was a little. That was the only noise you forgot.
That was all the noises I forgot. Very good, officer. Mary's learning to DJ very, very quickly. Thank you, Mary, for giving away all the secrets. I see why you got fired as David Copperfield's assistant.
He had it coming.
He did. All right, well, where we left off was Jameson Parker, our scene clip of the week.
Jameson Parker, one of my favorites.
And we went right after that to Marilyn Manson's Sweet Dreams. Mm-hmm. Excellent cover of the... Did I just say indeed and I didn't get punched?
Oh!
Shouldn't have said anything. His cover of the Eurythmics. I'm having a little speech problem.
You're special.
I'm so special. McDonald's love me.
Yeah.
Walmart hires me. They don't pay me any benefits, but they hire me.
Yeah. Mm.
And then after Manson, we had Rob Zombie, I'm Your Boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out to DVD just in time for Halloween is the Devil's Rejects, the follow-up to House of a Thousand Corpses, possibly the worst movie ever made, directed by Rob Zombie.
No, the worst movie ever made was that Dee Schneider movie.
Oh, yes, Strangeland.
Yeah, oh, God.
My favorite part of Strangeland is where... they're interviewing they're interviewing different people around, and the detective goes over to the tow truck driver of all people, and he asks the tow truck driver, and the tow truck driver says nonchalantly and perfectly seriously, "You don't understand what you're getting yourself into. You've entered a world unlike the one you're used to, the underground world of body modification." Which is the most ridiculous line. It's like getting your ears pierced is now a cult thing. God forbid you get your ears pierced or get anything else pierced. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Underworld soundtrack. We played Finch.
Worms of the Earth.
Worms of the Earth.
I love me some Finch.
I have no idea what that had to do with Halloween. It was close enough that it was on the Underworld soundtrack, which is an excellent soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best soundtrack ever. A lot of supergroups kind of get together. There's Renholder on there, which is Maynard James Keenan from A Perfect Circle and Tool, team with Danny Lowner.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of other bands on there. Pucifier is another one, and The Damning Well. Which features Richard Patrick of Filter on vocals with I believe Danny Lowner again. Danny Lowner is all over that album from Nine Inch Nails. That was kind of his thing. And as I'm just scrolling through my playlist here, Skinny Puppy with Dig It, which if you listen to the beat to Dig It, you can see where. Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails, got his inspiration for Down in It. I mean, he basically stole Down in It, Dig It. There's that double kick bass thing there.
Always happens.
Always happens.
That little bitty ting.
Ta-ting. Ta-ting. Vanilla Ice.
Din, 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 din.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one out there has any idea what we're talking about.
We did better than Headhanger's Ball.
Headhanger's Ball?
Because I don't know if I could say the real name without getting sued.
Headhanger's Ball. I'll explain that in a second. We finished up with our Digital Flood Pirate Radio Halloween mix. But yeah, me and Mary, we watch, we watch Headbanger's Ball every Saturday night, even though I get confused and think it's on Fridays sometime.
Yeah.
But we
all that alcohol.
Yeah. No, it doesn't have anything to do with the alcohol. It has to do with they keep changing it. Yeah, that's my excuse this week.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, we watch it every week. And my daughter and me and Mary, and we all just sit there and we watch it. And it's kind of like our weird family time. But this week they had on Halloween.
Oh, what the fuck was that? I don't know what's up with people in 80s rock. And I'm sorry if you're an 80s glam rock fan, but personally for my younger generation,
there was good music in the 80s. There was good rock bands in the 80s.
There were some, but some of those bands with the spandex, and you should be shot in the foot. I mean,
Stryper was not a good band. Yeah. I don't care where you're from. I'm sorry. I mean, some of the other bands, and you know, I have a lot of friends who are into 80s music, and I'm not knocking 80s music, but Halloween was not...
They suck. Am I allowed to say fuck?
It's pirate radio. You're allowed to say anything you want.
Oh, okay.
Well, within legal reins, though. Mm. We did harp on Michael Jackson pretty bad, so.
Thriller. Yeah.
But yeah, Halloween. They had something where they insisted that you couldn't do a special without Halloween, and Jamie Josta was very confused by that statement.
Yeah.
But it was really cool because they had Buckethead on.
Yeah, but Keith Buckley got lost, so I was disappointed. No, Every Time I Die. But the dude from It Dies Today is pretty hot, so it filled in my space of time.
And that's why Mary likes music. There you go.
No. Yeah, right. Okay, why do you listen to rap, Chris?
Because I...
50 Cent is such a genius. Oh, his lyrics. I'm gonna go down to Brooklyn, and oh, blah, 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 blah. Okay, shit, now I'm gonna get chased by the Crips and the Bloods, and oh my god. I better shut up while I'm ahead.
All right. Well, yeah. There you go. Indeed, absolutely. Ow! Ow! Oh! Ow. I think that's, as I'm bleeding out of my nose and need to be rushed to the hospital for surgery. I think that's a sign to end the show.
Yep.
I'm starting to get dizzy, and I think I'm gonna...
Absolutely! Fuck.
Yeah.
Contagious.
We're gonna close out with some
Casper the Homosexual Friendly Ghost.
Oh yeah, I'm back. Yes, we're gonna close out with Wesley Willis. Mandatory Wesley Willis here on the Digital Flood Pirate Radio. We're gonna close out with him and the Fiasco. They're doing a song that's awesome and I love it, and it's just it's so pertinent to today's society.
Big word.
Pertinent. That Casper, the Homosexual Friendly Ghost.
Now, we're not knocking homosexuals just to...
No! It's a song in support of being gay.
Support of being gay. Like, We're All on Drugs is an anti-drug song, but MTV had to go change it to We're All in Love.
Because... they don't want to preach that no one should be on drugs. They're MTV. The more drugs you do, the more likely you're to watch their programming. Yeah. Well, there's our moral for this week. We hope you have a safe and happy Halloween. And, yeah.
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 All right.
Cool.
Rock on. Party on. Oh, wait. Wrong show. Uh-huh.
DJ Digital Flood and Mary... we'll be back next week. Tune in. We will have Ryan Scow. He is a co-promoter and booker for the Palindrome. It's an underground club in Brooklyn. And he'll be by. And we are going to be doing an all-metal format. So,
Slash hardcore.
Slash whatever core.
Whatever. Your core, my core. Everybody has a core.
Let's close this one out. Be safe, kids.
This is a rock and roll song that I will be doing for you, which is called Casper, the Homosexual Friendly Ghost. Hit it, Brendan.
hospital by ambulance. At the hospital, he told the doctor to say, Aslan Malika. After the doctor say, Aslan Malika, he got on top of Casper and started fucking him in his ass immediately. So far, Casper's diagnosed with chronic fistaholic and became the most famous host of the Doctor Who was. Casper! Casper! Over London, Rocko, Chicago, West Virginia. It's the fastest way to send money.